Hello, Ignatius, with a look at sports as we take you into Friday. High school basketball coming up around the area tonight. We had the double dip last night, Bowden dropping both ends to Darlington. They'll try to bounce back tonight at home as the Red Devils host Gordon Lee this evening. Also tonight, Carrollton and Hiram will hook it up in a doubleheader. Heard County is coming to Central tonight. Boys play coming up in that one. Harrelson County will be at home against the Blue and Gold Bulldogs from Alabama from Piedmont. Temple at home against Northgate coming up in basketball this evening. So a very busy Friday coming up on the high school front for basketball there. Moving on to college basketball, West Georgia women won their fifth in a row last night. It was a score fest, as generally will be the case for the Wolves this year. But we got Albany State 93-75 at the Coliseum last night. Carrollton Trojan product Taylor Brown had a career-high 29 for West Georgia in the ballgame. Tomorrow it's going to be a noon tip-off against Clark Atlanta, former Villarica star, West Georgia Hall of Famer Tony Bailey, bringing his ball club in tomorrow. And then the men will go at 2. North Georgia, the opponent. It's been some close, some tough losses for Dave Moore and company so far on this young basketball season. Coach Moore says the progress, well, he's seeing it. And it's one of these things where you have all new players. They got to learn each other. Then they have to basically learn how to play. Then they have to learn how to win. Or, Coach, is that a cliche?
No, I don't think it's a cliche. I think it's the truth. You know, it's part of the process. You know, we've got five guys out there that, you know, four of them are brand new to the program, and one of them's playing a completely different position than he played last year. You know, so it's going to be a process. You know, I heard Chris Beard talk about it online from Texas Tech. You know, we got to stick with the process. We got to keep doing things the right way every day in practice. And if we do, we'll see the fruits of our labors.
That'll be a 2 o'clock start tomorrow. Note the time change because, well, it's Canines and Cajuns tomorrow, the Southeastern Conference Championship, the Georgia Bulldogs and the LSU Tigers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's kind of the focal point of the football weekend as far as the 10 college conference championship games. Old buddy Glenn Spencer coaching in one on TV in the early window there tomorrow. And we'll see what happens starting tonight when it's Oregon against Utah. Yeah, that's how it all gets started. The Pac-12 championship coming up from the Bay Area in California. They'll get everything settled by that time. One other note from West Georgia. Baseball recruiting. First five prospects during the November signing period added to the Wolves program by new head coach Jeff Smith. That's sports. I'm Mitch Gray.